We don't know what true darkness is because we have all kinds of light. Incandescent, fluorescent, neon, streetlights, headlights, floodlights, the favorite at my house, nightlights. By the close of this service, we'll have turned down the lights, but even then, light will filter through the windows. None of us will have any trouble finding our way out. True darkness, on the other hand, means not being able to find your way out. In true darkness, you can't see your hand in front of your face. True darkness is to be in a pit without a single ray of light, to lie beneath a coffin lid 6 feet under the ground, no exit, no escape. We don't like to think about that kind of darkness. Sometimes we're uneasy about terrors that wait in the night, violence in the shadowy corners. Darkness can be frightening and confusing. So we put lights outside our houses. We think we can make ourselves safe from darkness. According to Luke's story of the cross, there is one darkness that we can't escape. For 3 hours, God let the world experience darkness as Jesus died. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun's light failed. Maybe it was an eclipse, or a sudden sandstorm, or an exaggeration, or Luke exercising poetic license to make a frightening point. There is darkness that we can't dispel despite our best efforts. 8 centuries earlier, the prophet Amos said that when God brings the kingdom on earth, the sun will go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. As Jesus breathes his last, Amos' promise is fulfilled. As Christ dies and gasps out his last commitment to God, darkness rules. And the darkness that descends at the cross is God's judgment. Amos preached that among devout people who looked forward to God's kingdom because they thought they were God's favorites, Amos told them, "You really don't want God to come. God's coming would mean darkness. God doesn't approve of everything we do. God will hand us over to the darkness we've chosen. We choose darkness because it's a great place to hide. Darkness hides our cruel thoughts, our darkest prejudices, our self-pity, the things we do that we don't want anyone to see, the delicious hate we won't let go. We reject light in a variety of ways. You shall have no other gods before me. We hardly think about that commandment, much less keep it. Love your neighbor as yourself. We don't do either very well. You shall not take the name of your Lord in vain. We come to church and go through the motions. You shall not covet your neighbor's house or anything that is your neighbor's." Well, obedience to that commandment would wipe out our whole economy. And so God says that this is judgment, that light has come into the world, and we love darkness rather than light. God lets us see darkness and death on the cross. All the darkness of our lives is gathered in the noonday night at Calvary. All of our pride, all of our selfish desires. In the crucifixion, God lets us see true darkness under a coffin lid buried 6 feet underground, from which there is no escape. If Easter is going to be more than an excuse to wear new clothes, we have to face the fact that there is darkness in our lives and in God's life, a darkness in the cross on which God hangs. Just a few months ago, we celebrated the birth of Christ, and Christmas is filled with light, our Advent wreath, our Christmas trees, in our windows and on our houses. We read Isaiah, "The people who walk in darkness see a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness have light shine on them." Most of us are joyful for a while. For a few weeks, we become better people. Strangers wish each other Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and the whole world hopes just a little. The crucifixion of Jesus is the extinguishing of that light, the beginning of a night without realistic hope for another day. Amos preaches, "There will come a day when we will search for God, but we will not hear a word, because God will be gone. We will run to and fro, but God's presence will elude us." The crucifixion of Jesus is the rejection of God's light. On Good Friday, there's no goodness to guide us, no loving God to wipe away tears, no hope of removing our guilt. On Good Friday, Jesus breathes his last and dies on the cross. And we people who think we run our own lives have crucified hope. Without the light of the world, there's only darkness.